From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says Israel and Jordan have agreed on specific steps, including video monitoring, to reduce tensions that have led to violent clashes in Jerusalem's holy sites, sacred to both Jews and Muslims. Speaking in Amman, Jordan, Saturday, where he met with Jordan's King Abdullah and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, Kerry said all the violence and incitement to violence must stop and that leaders must lead. Kerry has met in the past 3 days with all the parties to the Israeli-Palestinian dispute, including Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. He says all the leaders have pledged themselves to end the violence and that he sees that a first step towards broader agreements. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says Moscow wants Syria to prepare for parliamentary and presidential elections, and he indicated that his government will take firm action to move that process forward. Speaking on Russian state television Saturday, Lavrov said the Kremlin is intensifying its drive to convert its increased clout with Damascus into a political settlement. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he would welcome Russia's help in the fight against Daesh or ISIS, if appropriately directed.
The United States, I want to emphasize, welcomes support in the fight against Daesh. And if Russia intends to join in that fight, we welcome a constructive role. But targeting moderate fighters doesn't hurt Daesh. It makes it easier for Assad to continue brutalizing the Syrian people.
Reacting to Lavrov's statement, the Western-supported Free Syrian Army rebel fighters said that Russia must stop bombing.